This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, hello. Good evening, everyone. I hope you're well. For tonight's Halacha Shir, we will be focusing on a Chanukah topic. Of course, tomorrow night is the first night of Chanukah, Yitz Hashem. And I've chosen an interesting topic, a question that landed on the desk of Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein. Of course, Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein is the Chashukei Chemed, the famous Pesach in Bnei Brak, the son-in-law of Rabbi Yashav, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. And he attracts some fascinating questions. And an interesting one caught my eye. It's in the Chashukei Chemed, which is his sefer on Shas. He goes through daf by daf and highlights fascinating questions on each daf. And this comes from the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph on the base, which is the Chanukah Gemaras, which are contained in two or three daf of Masecha Shabbos. And this is the question. We know, the Gemara tells us, mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beiso mibachutz. There is a mitzvah to put the Ner Chanukah, the Chanukah candles, the menorah, al Pesach beiso mibachutz, facing out to the Rishus Rabbim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tofresh Ayin Aleph Sif Hei, that Ner Chanukah manichai, the Ner Chanukah manicha al Pesach hasomach l'shus harabim mibachutz. You put the Ner Chanukah, the menorah, at the Pesach, at the entrance of the Rishus harabim mibachutz, facing the street, says the Mishnah Berurah, mishum persume nissa, because to publicize the nes, mishum persume nissa. Now, the question that came to Rav Zilberstein was the following. A person was planning on lighting in his front room, and that looked onto Rishus HaRabim, looked onto the street. The trouble is that it was a very quiet street, and there weren't that many people passing, frequenting that street. At the back of his house, the person had a field or something like that, and people would use it as a sort of a cut through, as an alleyway, to go through from place A to place B. But it was shalot b'rishus, they were trespassing. They weren't allowed, it wasn't a public way, and they weren't allowed to cut through. But the reality was, way more people passed through the back of the house, this shvil, which was private property, this alleyway, which was private property, his own property, than passed at the front of the house, which was a public, which was a public street. So where should this person light? Should he light facing the Rosh Hashanah, which is that what the halacha says, but there are very few people who would actually be there? Or should he light at the back of his house, which would face his field, but on the other hand, loads more people would actually see the Chanukah lights? What should he do? So let's think about this. The mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, the mitzvah of publicizing the miracle on Chanukah, is well known. And indeed, it's rooted in really the whole concept of Chanukah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the reason, after he goes through the whole history of Chanukah, he says, "Mavlikin by neiris be'erev apischei abatim b'cholayla v'layla b'shmenus halelus laharois u'legalos hanes," to publicize the miracle. That's really what it's all about. And we see that Pirsumei Nisa appears many times, and I've brought three of them for you on the sheets. If you take a look at the sheets, three fascinating areas where you see Pirsumei Nisa is really significant. Take a look, please, at paragraph 3A. 3A. This, for those online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com and I'll happily send you the handout. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses a very interesting case. Imagine a lamp of the Mishnaic times. You've got a little lamp, as in Alibaba, you know, like a clay lamp with some oil in it and a wick coming through. And of course, you can't, according to almost all opinions, there is one Tanna in the Gemara there who argues, but according to most opinions, you can't take from the oil when the lamp is still lit. But when the lamp goes out, your Shabbos candles, regular, not Chanukah, regular Shabbos candles, you've got a lamp, you know, of days of old, and you've got some oil in it with a wick. The Shabbos candles go out, Shabbos morning, for example. You need some oil to put onto your salad or something, and you haven't got any oil in the cupboard. And you suddenly realize, you know what, there's some leftover oil from the Shabbos candles. Are you allowed to use that oil? So the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, that it's a machlekas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold many forms of mukta. He says, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't use it, it's mukta, because you had set it aside for your Shabbos candles. Says the Gemara, says Taisus, that is only true on Shabbos itself. But on Motzei Shabbos, if you wanted to make a vinaigrette and you wanted to take some of that oil left over from the Shabbos candles, no problem. Says Taisus, the acha Shabbos mutafil le Rabbi Yehuda. After Shabbos, you could use that oil even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Chanami Tanya lekamon gabi noy sukkah. The same is true for noy sukkah, for the decorations of the sukkah. We know the decorations of sukkah are set aside the whole of sukkahs, and you can't use it even on Chol HaMoed. So if you've got some grapes or some wine hanging from the tzach, you can't use that. It's set aside for the whole of sukkahs. What about after sukkahs? No problem. Says Taisus there. But after that, no problem. However, says Taisus, for Kosher Lari, I've got a problem, says Taisus. The Maishnam in Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah seems even more stringent, as we've learned. Kova Lel Rishon Moisif Olav Belel Beis. If you've got some leftover oil on the first night, let's say tomorrow night, after the candles have gone out, you've got a bit of oil left over, you can use that and add it and use it for Friday night, for night two, or Madlikpoy, Kovel El Ches, Oisle Madurabat, leftover oil after the last night of Chanukah, you can't just use it for your own personal use. What do you do? Says Taisus, Oisle Madurabat, Ne Atzmai, Nesha Huxle Mitzvase, set aside for a mitzvah. So you make a special Madura, which some people do, but you can't just use it for your own personal needs. So why is it that the leftover menorah lights can't be used, but Shabbos and Sukkah can? Says Tosfos for Amari, the Ner Chanukah Ikar Lola Hanosibo and the Fersumin Nisum Shunchavusa the Nes, because of the special Pirsum Hanes, because of the special Chavivus, the love, the cherished nature of Chanukah, then you are allowed to use it. Amazing. And therefore, you see one example of the prevalence and importance of the Pirsumin Nisa of Chavivus HaMitzvah of Chanukah. Another one is a very interesting one as well. You know, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Omer b'chia bar Asher v'Rav, ha-madlik neshel Chanukah tzarech levarich, Rabbi Yirmiya Oymer, ha-roye neshel Chanukah tzarech levarich. Gemara in Sukkah, mem vav amud aleph. Just seeing the Ner Chanukah, you've got to make a bracha. When? Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's only for someone who's not going to light. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Erechaim, in Chanukah Tof Reish Ayin Vav Siv Gimel, mi shelo hidlik ve'eina osel ahadlik, someone who has not lit and is not going to light, then Kesheroya Ne Chanukah Mavarech Shaosu Nisim, etc. And on the first night he makes a Shechion as well. It's an Oshel. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, is kidnapped. He's in a basement somewhere, and he can just about make out, and he can see out through some small window. If he can see a menorah from a distance, he can make the bracha of Shaosu Nisim, and on the first night of Shechionu. Why is it that's specific to Ne Chanukah? What if he sees someone shaking a lulav from a distance? Why weren't Chazal Mesakein that he makes a bracha of Roya, someone who is Noitel lulav? That's Tosfos Kasha. Again, Tosfos in Sukkah Membov. If you look at paragraph 3b, Bashar Mitzvahs could go in a lulav of Sukkah, lo takina levarich l'roya. You don't make a bracha for seeing someone do the mitzvah. El gabe ner Chanukah mishum chaviv esaneis. Again, because Chanukah is so special, Chazal instituted a special bracha. A third example is very interesting. The nusach of a bracha, we normally make a bracha, either it's la or al. And you can all think of examples. Sometimes we say, Asher k'disham t'vasevanu la, or sometimes al. So what's the rule? So there's a well-known Rosh in Pesach in Parakal of Simen Yud, where the Rosh brings various opinions of Rishonim, various rules. So Rabbeinu Tam, etc., the Rivah, he brings the Rivah as well. And the Rivah says, and they all bring different rules, and there are lots of exceptions to these rules. But the Rivah gives a rule, and I'll quote you from paragraph 3c. The Rivah hayu mechalek, the mitzvah le'efsha la'asos alidei shliach mevarich al. When you could do the mitzvah by way of a shliach, you make the bracha al. Avo mitzvah shu ba'atzme sorech la'asos, sorech mevarich ba'lamet. But if you've got to do it yourself, you do it, the correct nusuch is with a lamet. So for example, al, think of examples, al sfira sa'omer. Well, yeah, someone could be moitzi you. You can make a shliach to be moitzi for sfira sa'omer, or tvilas kelim, If I've got a new keli and I can't go to the mikvah to be tovel it, I can make a shliach to do it for me. So then you make the bracha of al. However, when you can't make a shliach, for example, to put on tefillin. If I was, I was tired tonight and I called up a friend and said, listen, I'm going to have a lion tomorrow. Can you please put on tefillin for me? Of course, that doesn't work. So there you make the bracha lohamniach tefillin because I can't make a shliach to do it for me. Or lehisatef basitzis or leshev basuka. Now, there are lots of exceptions to this rule, and all the Rishonim give various rules and there are exceptions which they have to explain. But one of the exceptions to this rule is going to be Chanukah. We say, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. But I can make a shliach to do it. I can appoint a shliach to light on my behalf. I remember the one time I saw Baruch Hashem, I had a zchus to see Rishonim Zalman Arbach many times. But the one time I went specifically to his house at lunchtime to ask him a question, I was learning in yeshiva. And I was traveling back to London on Chanukah. And I was leaving, I forget exactly the timings, but I was leaving like midday to catch the afternoon flight, leaving Yerushalayim to go to the airport. And by the time I get back to London, it was very late at night. So I wasn't sure where do I light, when do I light. So a friend told me, you know, you're learning in the Mirror Base of Medrash, there are 100 people here you could ask, no problem. But it's a decent question. Go ask Rishlema Zalman. So I went to Rishlema Zalman. I was very, you know, I'm very grateful to him for suggesting that. I went to Rishlema Zalman and I went in, you know, it's an experience to go and sit with the God of Adorah to speak and ask him questions. But you can make a shliach if a person, for whatever reason, can't do it. So if that's the rule, if you can do that, it should be al, not la. So says the Rosh over there, even though you're right, you can make a shliach to do it for you. The natural, normal way of doing it is for you to light yourself. A person loves Chanukah. A person doesn't want to make a shliach. He wants to do it himself. And therefore, the normal way of things, the Uchad the Milsa, is for you to do yourself. So you see, Pirsumi Nisa Chavivas HaMitzvah of Chanukah is very significant. So perhaps, therefore, this gentleman should light at the back of his house where more people are going to see the Chanukah candles. So Rav Silverstein says, he asks his brother-in-law, and his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, said, nothing doing. He said, no, he should definitely light at the front of his house. If you look at paragraph 5, Gisi Hagon Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita Omar, She'ein lohoniach es ha-chanukiyah, be-pesach ha-poyne le-shvul she-rabim ha-ivrim bo-yish-le-bushos. You should not put it facing the alleyway where people are passing, trespassing, she-lo-bushos, because mugdorim kalistin, they're treated as thieves. They're criminals. They shouldn't be going through your field, shelo b'rishus. And then he carries on, he says, and gam b'shvil zeh lemnistakoi. Strictly speaking, this street doesn't exist. In halacha, it's got to be sort of broken down. The ain shame shvil harabim alov. It hasn't got the status of a shvil sharabim, the public street. And he quotes his father-in-law, Margla b'pumad z'merichami mar shagar of Yosef Shom Eliashiv, the Nechanukah tzorich l'anicha b'shus harabim, lo k'neged bayis merubad ayorim. The halacha says you've got to put the menorah opposite a b'shus harabim and not opposite a house where there are lots of people. She'ein b'shus harabim ela gorim bo'i rabim, that lots of people live there. B'shom yechidim aleh, because the shem yechidim has got the status of an individual house. That's not what the halacha says. The halacha says a b'shus harabim. And K'moiken in the Zilberstein adds that someone who's got a jointly owned property, and he adds a sort of a room which shaloi kadin, he adds something without the rishus of the other person, then he says you can't lie there. Ein yochel lahadlik shom b'pesach b'chaloi ner Chanukah kim d'lemistakoi, because technically speaking, that house should be is not legitimate, and therefore Zilberstein concludes that as important as pirsumei nisa is, nonetheless, one should light at the front of the house facing the Rishus Rabin, which is what the halacha says, and not at the back of the house, connected the Shvil Sharabim, where people are trespassing around the back of the house. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.